Bismillah, elhamdülillahi rabbil alemin. Estağfurullah, estağfurullah, estağfurullah. Ebedi la ilahe illahu el hayyul kayyum ve tüb ileyh. Estev tevbete vel mahfirete vel hidayete innehu et tevvab rahim. Vakfa enne ya kerim, vakfa enne ya kerim, vakfa enne ya kerim. Vakti lina bi fadlike ya Rahman ya Rahim ya Meleki ya Kudüsü ya Havzu ya Allah el evveli Allah, el ahiri Allah, el zahiri Allah, el batini Allah, hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike leh ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habibullah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Seyyidel Evveline vel Ahirin. İşverena ya Şefi'ye müddidin. Bir rahmetke ya Erhamer Rahimin. Sallallahu Teala fi kitab-ül aziz. Eûzü billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Tesbihü lehu es-semâvâtu es-sebâ'u vel-ardu ve men fîhinnâ ve in min şeyin illâ yusabbihu bihamdihi velâkin lâ tefkahûnâ tesbihahum. Sadakallâhu lezîm. Allah-u Teâlâ sevdiğinde Kur'an-ı Kerim, seven heavens and earth and those in them declare his glory, and there is not a single thing, but glorifies him and praise him, but you do not understand their praise. Sadakallahu alazim. We need this mosque, don't we? If we didn't have it, imagine if there was no place to pray, we would be praying outside in the snow, freezing and getting wet. The other day when the wet snow was coming down, I was sitting in our warm room and we were looking from the window, the snow coming down. And I said to my wife, isn't it wonderful, shouldn't be thankful that we have this place nice and warm and comfortable and that we can look outside this snow coming down. We need our homes to be protected from weather, to have our privacy, to have our own comfort. How often do you think that that house which you need and which you enjoy is built by a builder? That builder was alive. That builder existed before he built your home. That builder used wood and concrete and metal. That builder was alive. That builder was intelligent. That builder was knowledgeable. That builder was capable. And beyond and beside that, Uvivdar is it wasn't there, your home in which you live would not have existed. A simple question I am asking you. In addition to that, that builder used the glass. Somebody made that glass from what? That builder used wood. The wood came from the forest. Who made the forest? That builder used clay and metal. Where did it come from?
How often? If at all,
any one of us have thought about that. You know, I met in this country a kid, not such a small kid either, like 12 years or so. He thought that meat simply came from ShopRite. He didn't know that there was an animal who was killed that the meat came from. You see, the whole thing starts with the need. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am proud of my need. What is a need? I'm hungry, I need food. I am cold, I need a coat. I'm a bachelor, I need a wife. I'm stupid, I need an omelet. Have you ever analyzed the need, what is there in the need? In the need, there's a yearning for the thing which you need. There's a love for the thing which you need. I'm hungry, I am in love with bread. How often do we know that we are in need? Shame on us. We need to breathe. And when the time will come, you won't be able to breathe. You will understand how important it was to need to breathe. We need to eat. When the time will come, you will have no food to eat, that you will understand that you are in need. We need water to drink, to wash, and you will understand it when you don't have it. Here we know what need is. Here we realize how much we are in need. I don't think we can truly be thankful. But there is another extremely important factor in the necessity of feeling that need. We are arrogant because we think we do not need. When you are in need, you are humble. You are poor. You are begging. Till that moment, you think that you are self-sufficient and you can satisfy all your needs. As I was talking about that builder is invisible, as invisible as Allah Ta'ala. Although he is invisible, he is the builder and the owner of all and everything and satisfier of all needs. But we are not in need. If we are not in need, whom is God? We are self-sufficient. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, it seems he used to laugh a lot. And his brother John, it seems he used to cry a lot. One day, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said to his brother Hazrat Yaqub John, he said, "What's the matter with you that you are crying all the time? Aren't you cognizant of the generosity, of the gentleness, of the love, of the mercy, of the beauty of Allah Ta'ala?" Then John says to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, "And you seem to laugh a lot," he said. "Haven't you recognize the wrath, the trials which Allah Ta'ala exercises on his people?" And at that conversation, there was somebody who was close to Allah Ta'ala, and in his heart he asked Allah Ta'ala, he said, "Ya Rab, which of these two is a better servant of yours?" Allah Ta'ala revealed to that man, "He who thinks the better of me, for I am as my servant imagines me to be." Allah Ta'ala asks us also to fear him. But what is the fear of Allah Ta'ala that he is going to break our leg, burn our house, give us cancer, or that he is going to throw us into his Jahannam? You see, the reason that I have quoted this ayah, there is a very important thing in it. There is not a single thing but glorifies him and praises him. There is not a single thing that glorifies him and praises him. What about the snakes and the scorpions and poisonous things? What about the kafir who denied him? Not a single thing. Even things
assassins, murderers, thieves, tyrants. They are included. Not a single thing. That is not Christian. Not a single thing is not his servant and is obedient to him. Drunkenness, murder, disaster. They are not opposite of good and gentleness and beauty. Night is not the opposite of day. If the night did not exist, we wouldn't know the day. They are complementary to each other. They enhance each other. They show to you what day is, the night does. Evil, in the same way, shows you what good is. So the fear of Allah is not the punishment, neither in this world or in the hereafter. The fear of Allah is mixed with the beauty of Allah. The fear of Allah is mixed with His mercy, with His gentleness, with His generosity, with His beauty. So if we ever come to the conclusion that we are nothing and nobody and in complete need, and if our fear of Allah Ta'ala is not that He is going to take away from us, which we falsely believe is ours, but to fear that what should be dearest to us, that He excludes us from being His servant, and that He tells us, go ahead, you are free, do whatever you wish to do. Oh, the forgiving one. Oh, the merciful one. Do not only teach us, but show us that all is from you. And because all is from you, all is beautiful and good. Teach us there is no hayrihi and sharrihi min Allah Ta'ala, but teach us hayrihi to hayrihi min Allah Ta'ala. Ameen.